Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, it's Elder Angela Lawrence coming to you with another edition of Truth Finders. Now listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. So I need you to go grab your pen. I need you to go grab your paper. I need you to go grab your Bible. Amen. So we can get to the Word of God. And while you're doing that, I'm going to ask that you continue to pray one for another. We're in a new season, a new year, amen, and I want us to continue to pray one for another. You know, it's a lot going on in this world. Our brothers and sisters, we're all connected as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus all over this world. We're all blood-washed believers, amen. So let's pray one for another on today, amen. So by now, you should have your pen and your paper and your Bible, and let's get to it with the prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness. This truly is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you woke us up this morning with eyes to see and ears to hear, Lord God. We thank you that we have not, hallelujah, lost none to the grave on last night. We just thank you for life, health, and strength on today, Lord God. We thank you for being Emmanuel, the God that is always with us, Lord God. We thank you for comforting us, guiding us, healing us, and protecting us on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we come together just to say thank you, Jesus, and hallelujah on today, Lord God. We come to glorify and magnify your name, and hallelujah. And we bless and praise you for who you are, Lord God, hallelujah, and for what you're doing. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless you all, fellow Truth Finders. I'm happy to be back with you on today. And as usual, we're going to give a quick synopsis of what we talked about last time we were together. Amen. Last time we talked together, we talked about love. Amen. As we have been talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And on the previous episode, we talked about what they were. And we were going to go in detail on each one of those fruit. Amen. And we talked about love last time. And I admonish you to go back and listen to it. A couple of months ago, we talked about joy. And before the season's over, we're going to hit every single one of those fruit, amen, because it's so important for us to know the fruit of the Spirit because it's the characteristics of God, amen. And those characteristics, the characteristics he wants us to have, amen. So I admonish you to go back and listen to those episodes, amen. But on today, I want to talk about being in the know. Being in the know, amen. And we're going to go to Job. We're going to go to Job chapter 19, and we're going to start at verse 25. And it says, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand at the latter days upon the earth." Amen. And so when we look at know, you know, know is said 950 times in the Hebrew Bible. Amen. So when we look at our definition of know, amen, K-N-O-W, amen, Webster has two definitions that I want to share with you. One says, be aware of through observation, inquiry, or information. The second one is, have developed a relationship with someone through meeting and spending time with them. Be familiar or friendly with them. Amen. And when we look at the definition in the Hebrew, hallelujah, in the Hebrew dictionary, amen, it says, know means to combine these. The words for know in the Hebrew Bible is perceiving, learning, understanding, willing, performing, and experiencing. So when we look at know, especially when it comes concerning Christ, first we have to observe and witness who he is. And then once we observe and witness who he is, amen, we start to develop a relationship with him, a familiar relationship. So the know for us is knowing what he has done, and knowing who he is in our life. And so when you know Christ, you have an assurance that everything is going to be okay. When we look at Job, and Job is always referenced, amen, We hear people talk about how Job got through it, but Job could have never gotten through all the things he went through in his life if he did not know his God. And it's so important for us to know our God. Like I said, it's an assurance. It's a no. Everything is going to be okay because I've seen what he's done, according to our definition, and I know him personally. Amen. And so let's look at Job chapter 9. Awesome, awesome. Amen. Job chapter 9, and we're going to read verse 1. 9 and 1 says, "Then Job answered and said, I know it's so of a truth, but how should man be just with God?" He said, I know it for a truth. I know who God is. There's nothing you can tell me about the God I serve. I know him. I've supped with him. I labored with him. I talked to him. I've seen him move in my life. And so Job said, you're not going to sit here. And for those of you who are not familiar with the book of Job, when God allows the adversary to sip everything in his life, his health, his children, his family, his money, his friends come to him and start to tell him, well, this is what God is doing in your life. It's because you're in sin. It's because you did this, because you did that. And he's telling his friends, no, that's not why God is doing this, because I know my God. I know my God to be just. I know I've had some time with him. I have been in his prayer. I know him. And so what you're telling me doesn't line up with what I know about my God. Amen. Let's get over to Job, because we're going to be in Job a little bit, because this is the very essence of knowing our God. Amen. Job chapter 13, and let's look at verse 2, and it says, "What ye know, the same do I know also. I am not inferior unto you." So God is not a respecter of person. When you know God, amen, hallelujah, when you've been in his atmosphere, when you've been supping with him, when you've seen him moving in your life, hallelujah, he's telling his friends, the same God you serve is the same God I serve. Amen. I know my God. Amen. I know how he moves. I know his being. I've studied him. Hallelujah. I love him with my whole heart. Amen. So he told his friends, hey, look, the same that you know, I know. And that's what I said, but the same thing that God that I serve, you serve. Whatever he does in my life, he can do for you. Amen. Because I know he's not a respecter of man. I know the same way he moved in my life, he can move in your life. Amen. Let's look at Job. We're still in Job, right? So we're going to go to 12 and 13. We're going to flip over. Amen. To 12 and 13. Why was Job so, I know my God. What does Job know that we don't know? Amen. What did Job know that his friends didn't know? Amen. Well, hallelujah. And what did he know about his God that other people seem to couldn't see about his God and how he can stand so firmly? Even his own wife said, go on and curse your God and die. And he said, nope. I know him, nope. I know how he moved. I know his being, amen. I don't always know what he's doing, but I know that he's moving. I know that he is Emmanuel, the God that's always with me. So what did Job know that allowed him to be able to go through these things and have an assurance in his spirit, to have a peace in his spirit? Let's look at Job, hallelujah, chapter 12, verse 13. This is what he knows. He said, with him being his God, his Lord, he said, is wisdom and strength. He has counsel and understanding. He knows his God, hallelujah, is just, and he has everything he does is for a reason. He knows that his God loves him, amen. He knows that his God will never leave him nor forsake him, amen. And so with that, hallelujah, Jesus, being down on his spirit, he was able to stand in trials, tribulation, and adversity, amen. Only reason Job was able to endure his trials because he knew his God, and he knew that his God knew him. How did he know that, amen? Let's look at Jeremiah. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah, amen, and we're going to go to verse 29. Jeremiah chapter 29, and we're going to read verse 11. And this is a very familiar scripture. I hear people quoting it all the time, amen. So those get over there with me. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 say, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God knows you. God knows everything about you. He even told us in the scripture, I know every hair that's on your head. Amen. He even told Jeremiah in chapter 1, I knew you from the very foundation of this earth. I know you before you were in your mother's womb. And so God knows you, and he knows how to entreat you. He knows every his thoughts towards you are good and not evil, like we just read in Jeremiah 29:11. He's trying to get you to an expected end. He's not trying to destroy you. He's trying to build you up. He's trying to get you to call on his name, trying to develop, hallelujah, a relationship with you. The God, the maker, the reason Jesus came in the first place, so he could return us back to our Father. Our Father loves us. Like John 3:16, he so loved us. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And so when he's going through these trials and tribulations, you know, he said, look, I know you. I know everything about you. I know your being. I know your spirit. I know everything about you. And I love you. I love you so much. All I ask from you is that you know me. I don't want to be a rock star in your life. I want to be your friend. Glory to God. I don't want to be some pie in the sky, big God. I want to talk to you. I want to sup with you. I want to labor with you. I want to speak to you. I want to laugh with you, and I want to cry with you. Hallelujah. As a good father would, amen. He gave us the Holy Spirit, his very essence, breath, amen. God, the Spirit, amen, inside of us. So he can get to know, so you can get to know him the way he knows you. Isn't that an awesome thing? We're the only one that our God died for us. All these other false gods, those people think they're dying for their God. But our God so loved us that he died for us because he already knew us. He knew when we would reject him. We knew when we wouldn't do what he told us to do. He knows all those things. But yet he's saying, I need you to know me. You have to know him, not just to reap the benefits, but also so you'll be able to stand. A lot of times when we know God, there's many benefits. Psalms 103 says there are many benefits that come with serving the Lord. Many benefits, amen. Many benefits in knowing him, amen. But he said, also need you to know me. So when things don't go right, when you don't see the sun shining, you know that I'm still with you. I'm still walking with you. I'm still talking to you. And the only way you know that is when you have a relationship with him. One thing I've always said is, you know, when people bite back and tail bear and start talking about each other, I say, man, and people come to me and they try to tell me about somebody I know personally, that I've seen their actions and I know them personally, no matter what you say, you're not going to turn my heart because I know them. I know what they would do and I know what they wouldn't do. Amen. And so a lot of times God is saying, you know me. Don't be deceived. You know me. You know what I would do or not do. I love you. Amen. Let's look at Philippians. Turn over to Philippians for my newer saints. That is in the New Testament. Amen. New Testament. We're going to go to Philippians. We're going to look at chapter 3, verse 10. Philippians chapter verse 10. Amen. My pages are stuck together. Amen. Philippians 3, amen, 3 and 10, which is such a powerful statement. The Apostle Paul is writing this, and he says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. And so Apostle Paul says, I want to know him the way he know me. Amen. I want to be conformed. I need to know him and the power of his resurrection. The power, what he did when he died and rose for me, amen. I need to know that in the fellowship of his suffering, amen. I need to be conformable to his death, amen, because he died that we may live. Hallelujah. He said, so I need to know that. I need to understand I need to be able to know him and be in his presence and see his glory to understand. I have to understand, why would you do that for me? And I think a lot of times people can't serve God wholeheartedly because they don't know him. And the reason they don't know him, because they just can't accept that he loves them so much that he would die for them. That it's not about what they did, but simply for who they are that he died for them. Not about their actions, but who they are. Amen. Let's look at Matthew. Let's turn over to Matthew. Chapter 9, verse 6. Matthew chapter 9, verse 6 says, "But that ye may know that the Son of Man has the power on earth to forgive sin." Then said he to the sick of the palsy, "Arise, take up thy bed and go unto thy house." He said, one thing you need to know, you need to know that the Son of Man, Jesus Christ our Lord, has the power on earth to forgive sin. That's what you need to know. I think, hallelujah, sometimes we don't understand our sins are forgiven. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are new. The Son of Man came that your sins might be forgiven. What you did yesterday, the Son of Man has the power to forgive you, and you start up each and every morning afresh. As long as you go to him and say, "Repent, I'm sorry, amen, I forgive you." You ask for forgiveness, the Son of Man has the power, the authority from heaven on high to forgive you of your sins. You have to accept, hallelujah, you have to accept that. You are no longer that. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. When you get in Christ Jesus and you know him and you understand that, hallelujah, Jesus, he has the power to forgive you of your sins. People can't hold you to those sins because God has already forgiven you. That's something you need to know. You need to walk in. You need to forgive yourself after Christ has forgiven you. He said, as far as the east is from the west, so far has I forgiven you of your sins. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? He said, I forgive you. I got the power. No man can forgive you of your sins, but God Almighty, the one who died for your sins, has the power to forgive you of your sins. I have to know that, and I have to accept that. Amen. When I accept that, I live the abundant life that Christ promised me when he came here in Matthew. Amen. He said, I came that you may have life and that more abundantly. I can't live an abundant life if I don't know I'm forgiven for my sins. I have to know that. I know that my blood, hallelujah, that my sins are covered in the blood of Jesus. That's why he hung on that cross and died for me. I have to know that. I have to have confidence in that. Hallelujah. I have to have confidence in that when he died and he hung up on that cross and they beat him, amen, and they put the nails to him, amen, it was for me. I have to know that. Amen. And not to walk in guilt, shame, and condemnation, but understand that that gave me liberty and freedom because he's forgiven me. And once he's forgiven me, all things are possible to him that believes in him because I know he's forgiven me. Amen. What else do we need to know? Mark. Let's look at Mark chapter 4, verse 11. Mark chapter, unto you it is given to know the mysteries. Oh, now, he's given us some information now, the mysteries. And we look at mysteries here. Amen. It's a secret, a hidden truth. It is, so Jesus told them in Mark chapter 4, verse 11, unto you, you and me, is given to know the mysteries, the hidden path, the hidden secret, hallelujah, of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, those things are done in parables. And so Jesus said, when you trust me and know me, it's to you to give you the hidden, the mysteries of God. Amen. When we look at the kingdom of God, it's God's way of doing things. Amen. When he talked to the disciples, he said, I don't call you a servant. You're not my servant. When you know me, you're not my servant. You're my friend. And as a friend, I'm going to tell you what's going on. I'm going to tell you what's happening. I'm going to tell you how I'm moving. Amen. Hallelujah. As long as you, when you ask, I can tell you how you move it in your life. Amen. But also, hallelujah, with our know, we know that all things are working together for the good of them that love him who are called according to his purpose. Amen. And so God, know me and know that I've forgiven you for your sins. And know, now I'm going to start revealing the mysteries of God. You know, before we were Holy Ghost filled, you picked up your Bible. It, you could not understand it. But when you know your God and fill with His Holy Spirit, when you pick up this word, when you pick up these 66 books, it's like it comes alive to you. Everything, you know what God is doing. He explains things to you. He lays out things to you. He gives you an understanding of His word. He tells you how He's moving on the earth. And that's what happens when you know Him. Amen. You will never be able to testify of His goodness of God until you know Him. A lot of times we try to say God is good, but we don't know Him. It goes back to my saying about Michael Jordan. I say to people, do you know Michael Jordan? Yeah, I know Michael Jordan. No, you don't know Michael Jordan. You don't have a relationship with him. You know, you've seen what he's done, and you know of Michael Jordan, but you don't know Michael Jordan. You've never had a meal with Michael Jordan. You've never met his family or his children. Amen. And that's the same thing God is saying to us. You can't tell anybody about the goodness of God if you don't know him, if you don't have a relationship with him, if you have not got in his word, because Jesus is the word of God, according to St. John chapter 1. Amen. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word is God. And so Jesus is the word of God, and the word of God is expressed heart thoughts of God. Amen. This is him talking to us. Amen. This is his way of communicating with us outside of prayer and prophecy. Amen. So God is saying, you can't tell anybody about my goodness until you know me. You know, until you sit with me, until you labor with me, until you understand everything that I came to do for you. Amen. And we talked about this early, I think last season, amen, about what did Christ come to do, amen. And if you have not listened to that, you should go back and listen to that, because God, Jesus came to do so many things for you. You're so blessed. It's so many benefits, amen, that he came to give you, amen. And you need to know those things so you can walk and stand in him, amen. Let's look at 2 Timothy. Let's go over to 2 Timothy, amen. 2 Timothy, we're going to look at chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1, amen. And we're going to go to verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. I hope this is helping you all, fellow saints. I know until I knew God, I thought I knew God, but when I knew him as a friend, as a comforter, as a guide, as a protector, amen, once I got to that point in my life changed. I walked differently. I had a confidence and an assurance. You know, it's an old gospel song that said, blessed assurance, Jesus is Lord. And I didn't understand that until I got to know him. And all those old songs that the old saints and the old people used to sing, I started to understand them because they knew God. They knew Lord. They knew Jesus. And I was knowing Jesus. And it was like, oh, that's what they were talking about. Amen. But now you should be over at 2 Timothy chapter 1, and we're going to look at verse 12. And it says, for this which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed. But I know whom I believe and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Apostle, said, I can go through all of this stuff because it don't matter. Because I know him, I am not ashamed. I can stand. I know who I'm serving. I know that I'm serving the true and living God. I know, hallelujah, the God that created the heavens and the earth. That's who I'm serving. I know all of that, the moon and the stars and everything that he created, he knows me. And he loves me. That he sits high on the throne, but he looks low and knows every situation and circumstance that's going on in my life. So Apostle Paul was able to say to Timothy, look, I know who I'm serving. I am not ashamed for whom I believe. I am persuaded. Ain't nothing going to move me. Ain't nothing going to take me off my sweat because I know him. I know whatever he do is because he loves me. I know that he's moving in my life. I know he wouldn't suffer me to do through these things for nothing. Hallelujah. And so that's the stand that God wants from us. Amen. That's the assurance that he needs from us. Amen. Look, we're in the last of evil days. When we look at Matthew chapter 24, he starts to tell us about the things that will happen right before Jesus is soon to return and come and get us. Amen. And so we see those things transpiring every day. Every day. And you have to understand, if I don't know who I serve, amen, I'm going to easily be beguiled and I'm going to fall away. And when Jesus comes back, I am not going to be ready. Amen. He's coming back for us. Amen. That was his promise to us. He told us, if it was not so, I would not have told you. He is not the, he is like the Son of Man, that he lie or repent. So we have to understand it, that what he said he's going to do, he's going to do. Amen. And the old statement still stands to be true. If I don't stand for something, I'll fall for anything. He even reminds us that in the gospel. He said, look, if it was possible, the devil would even fool the very elect. We are the elect. Hallelujah. We're elected. God chose us. You didn't choose God. God chose you. You didn't choose Jesus. Jesus chose you. Amen. Never forget that. You didn't get saved. Saved got you. Amen. The Savior got you. Amen. And so if you're not in a place that you know 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 that Jesus is Lord, that's, thank you, Jesus. Jesus is Lord. You have to know that. That has to be the confidence that you stick your chest out. And when things are trials and tribulation and circumstances are raging around, you'd be like, Jesus is Lord. You can call on the name of Jesus. You can see him move. Hallelujah. You'll know that hallelujah, that this will pass. You have to know that. Amen. And if you don't believe, or you know down in your spirit, like the old people say, down in your shundo, that Jesus is Lord, you're not going to be able to stand. I know we just got past COVID, but it hit the whole earth. Amen. Imagine that worse is going to come as we get closer and closer to Jesus returning. So I always tell people, I don't even understand how people got through COVID without Jesus. And then I found out, I heard a lot of people say they committed suicide. You have to know God. If you, hallelujah, if you don't know that Jesus, hallelujah, if you don't know Jesus is the Lord, you will not be able to stand in these last and evil days. You are not able to do the things that Apostle Paul told us in Ephesians chapter 6, to put on the full armor of God. You have to know him first to believe and have faith that all those things in that armor is working for you. Amen. Let's get over to Psalms. Let's end with Psalms. Psalms, we're going to the 40th division of Psalms. The 45th division of Psalms, and we are going to look at verse 10. 46th division of Psalms, and we're going to go to verse 10. And I want to leave you with this, because this is powerful. 46 and 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. God is saying to us, be still and just know. Know who I am. Know whom you serve. Know and have your trust in him that's able to kill the body and the soul. Amen. You have to know him. And as you know him, you're going to learn to be still and know him. I had a friend give me a little plaque that said, be still and know. And I put that in my office, and I look at it every day, just be still and know. It keeps me from being anxious. It keeps me from moving. It keeps me focused on the things of God. When you know God, not attributes, his ways and his character, you'll be able to stand in any situation and circumstance with confidence like Joshua did when he took the children of Israel, like Apostle Paul, like we read earlier, when he was going through trials and tribulations, just like Job, when he was going through. You can't do that without knowing. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for joining me here on Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to know it's the truth that makes you free. God bless you and have an awesome, awesome day.